everybody, and welcome to our first ever podcast. Topic of today is going to be viewer engagement, which is, getting viewers engaged, getting them talking chat, getting, you know, just get the chat going, get some hype going. This is something I think I'm naturally good at, but I'll try to break it down the best I can. I want you to keep in mind that there is no step-by-step process for this. There's not going to be, tell me what to do and I'll do it kind of thing. This is going to be you discovering yourself, you know, as an entertainer, as a gamer, you know, what you want to get out of the stream, what kind of community you want to build. That's going to be the fundamentals, the foundation for everything. So I'm going to be very high energy, very hype, very community driven, but that's not going to be everybody, and I think that's okay. You know, you don't need to be like the most successful person. You don't need to be a certain way to be successful. You know, you just need to be yourself, and you need to find the best version of yourself, the most entertaining version of yourself. So the first thing I kind of want to go over, you know, first step, even though I said there's no step-by-step, is going to be to get to know the viewer that does stop by your channel, right? Because if you get to know somebody, then it's going to make that conversation driving a little bit easier. So if somebody comes in and they just say hi, you're not going to want to just say hi back. Hi, how's your day? You know, I know that's a big thing people say, but really, you want to get to know them on a more personal level, or at least that's how I try. I try to see who they idolize, you know, what other streamers they like, who they don't like. You know, if you want to go there, you can ask about politics. I do not, because that's a whole nother can of worms. But yeah, so there's all sorts of ways you can really get to know somebody, but you want to find something that you have in common, something that's going to attract them to you. Something like, oh my gosh, I just saw the new episode of The Walking Dead. I want to talk about it with XXX Streamer 1, you know? So it's, I always talk about my interest as well. That's another thing that's helped me. You know, Houston Texans, and you know, they don't have to like the Houston Texans, they just have to like football or make fun of football, right? If you bring up the topics too, that's going to help user or viewer engagement as well. So I'll talk about the Texans a lot, and we have fans of every different team in our stream, and when it's game day, all you see in the Discord is what a play by the Panthers, or you know, pretty much any team you can think of in the NFL, they're talking about. And that's because one day I decided to show a little bit of my own personality, my own interest, and they reacted. So that's another thing we talk about, you know, The Walking Dead, comics, you know, all of my interests and things you wouldn't really think about when it comes to gaming or streaming. That's going to get people to want to talk to you. That's going to attract people who have the same interests as you, or even people who are curious about your interests, right? Because you get to be the expert. That's kind of what your job is as a streamer. That's kind of your job as a streamer. There you go. Let's go ahead and fix my words a little bit. On top of that, you need to be entertaining even when no one's there. That's very, very important. You really need to figure out a way that you can still be watchable without somebody having to chat with you. And then the chat is just a cherry on top, right? I tend to focus my stream around people who are lurking. Now, what is a lurker? We've talked about this before on some blog posts. But it's somebody who doesn't necessarily talk in the chat. They are just consuming the content, or maybe they just have you on tab, or you know, there could be a bunch of different reasons why somebody's lurking. And what I like to do is I like to focus my stream around them, and then as chat comes in, I talk to chat. So I try to make content that's watchable without having to, you know, be engaging. And that causes people to engage more. And then when people come in, I say something that we've talked about before. I ask them how this went. Oh, man, so how far along is the baby? Things like that. And these are all very, very important to, you know, get that viewer engagement that we all want, because it can be very tiring to just talk to yourself for hours and hours and hours. It's like, and then it'll get you to a point to where you're starting to question yourself. But just create the best content you possibly can. Don't be reliant on people being in your Discord talking to you. Don't be reliant on the chat. Get to know the viewer. Find something that you can relate to. Be yourself. Talk about your interests too. This is just a summary of everything we kind of talked about, and just produce the best content you possibly can. People will come. Anyways, this is the first time we did a podcast. It's gonna be a lot of kinks, but I think it's a great topic to start with. Something that I feel like I'm naturally good at, and maybe I could share a little bit of advice with you guys. Maybe help somebody who's wanting to give up. Maybe this is just the final straw on their back, you know, to get them to hone up and create the best content possible. But anyways, reach out to me if you need anything. If you have any questions, feedback, anything like that, you can go ahead and DM me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can message me on Twitch even. We have a Discord that I'm going to post a link to below. It's a great way to get to know our community. Be part of us, one of us, one of us, one of us. Go ahead and look for Sticky Inks on any of those platforms. That's Sticky I-N-X. And so we're going to go ahead and conclude this podcast. Feel free to give any feedback, anything like that. I love y'all. And as always, get sticky with it.